Welcome to the Newsfeed Times podcast. I'm your host, Isaac Barker. And in this episode, I'm going to be taking two of the best articles I can find in my newsfeed and exploring them in a bit more detail. So this wasn't necessarily the wackiest I could find, but it was definitely the most shocking. And the headline was that Android malware was found pre-installed in over 7 million devices. And out of the 250 Android antivirus apps, only 1/10 of them defended against all 2,000 malicious apps. So what I'm asking is it worth spending more money on an iPhone or a Mac than the Android, because the risk is less? Because of course Android, you get a lot more third-party apps when installing, especially with Samsung, Huawei, and this is a big problem. And Google's Project Zero revealed that pre-installed malware is discovered on 7.4 million Android devices. And I don't know whether this is because Android devices are much cheaper. I mean, this is a Cuba R9. It's designed in China, and it was only 80 quid. And maybe spending that extra money on the better devices is better. I don't know, but all I'm saying is it worth spending that money? And 90 million devices were found with pre-ammo malware, if anyone knows what this is, computer science. I don't know. Is it worth it? Or have you had this experience? I'd like to know. So if you have any questions, just email newsfeedtimes.podcast@gmail.com. So that was our first headline, and I had to go into more stories to find this one, but it was from the BBC, and it said banning hamburgers from Goldsmith University to help climate change. And we were told meat was producing a lot of methane, and because of this we needed to stop eating meat. But all I was thinking is, surely shouldn't we be tackling the electrical companies? But I don't know. But methane seems to be contributing to carbon, and we're supposed to be carbon neutral by 2050. And the university said that 3.7 million kilograms was being used every day, I think that was, all year. And they're hoping to become carbon neutral. But all I'm saying is that shouldn't we be looking more at targeting the big energy companies? Because they're the big energy companies that are the ones which need to be cutting down. We need to be using air power, wind power, and water power, things like that. So definitely it's a good idea, but it never seems to be a problem. And we need to be finding other ways, and restricting food might not be the best example. But of course, if you have a different opinion or you want to add, just email yet again newsfeedtimes.podcast@gmail.com, and of course send me a voice message at anchor.fm/newsfeedtimes. So I think that's our two news stories, but I was thinking how to add a bit of interest to this, and I thought, why not I do an amazing fact of the day? So I looked up the fact generator, and here's what I found. Jim Henson, who was the person who came up with the Muppet idea, said that his first Kermit puppet was made using his mother's old coat and two halves of a ping pong ball. What do you think of that? Well, you've heard the contacts so many times, so get involved. And thank you for listening to the Newsfeed Times podcast.